Happy solstice. You are listening to 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. This is Kay Dragon and Maureen. We are hosting Strands of Wisdom this day. Oh, this is the solstice, of course, 6/20/24, June 20th. I just can't believe that June is almost gone already. It's wonky. How are you doing, Maureen?
I'm doing all right. I wish we had the weather we had yesterday. I know I always talk about the weather, but
I know.
I'm really affected by the weather. Yesterday was beautiful, and the day before, like in the 70s, and with the breeze, we're like, oh my God. And the plants even noticed, you know, they weren't curling up. They were, you know, embracing the weather. It was so beautiful. So now we're back to
I lost a couple of beautiful plants because I just didn't get out there for water enough because it got so hot so fast. This is uncharacteristic for us that this time of year. This is like August weather. You know, it's so weird. You know, when I was young, I thought, why do old people talk about the weather?
Uh-huh.
Now I know why. Oh,
now
my
you
God.
Know why.
Like, yeah. Yeah. And so it's just been interesting. Let me get my Facebook up so we can see who's here.
Oh, yeah, me too.
And what's going on? Hi, everybody. You know, you can talk to us in the chat room if you'd like. We'd love to have you involved in the conversation or asking questions. We'll probably do some readings if you'd like towards the end of the show, if time allows. It usually does. We can usually get a reading in or two. Anyway, it's been an interesting week. I did a channeling session. I went to Academy on Monday, and the energy, I just get so out there when Metatron comes in. Metatron has been coming in pretty regular, and his energy is so strong and so powerful that it takes me a while to ground again. I'm still trying to ground today, but of course, that's not going to happen because we've got the full moon coming up and the solstice today. I just feel so connected with all of these people celebrating the solstice, you know, especially the energy of the things that are happening in sacred spaces and stuff, and people are gathering, and I'm just so connected with that. So I'm trying to kind of keep my feet on the ground. Mm-hmm. How are you doing, Maureen?
I'm all right. I'm just, you know, I'm just in the midst of making some, you know, kind of life decisions that, you know, I've talked to you about it, but, you know, I'm not so sure where I'm at. I'm kind of in limbo right now with, I guess, decision making and life choices and trying to, I don't know, not make the wrong decision. But, you know, some people say you never make the wrong decision. You know, you just make a decision, I guess.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know. It's kind of a weird summer for me. So I'm not real clear on where I'm going right now or what I'm doing. Just kind of waiting for spirit to guide me in the right direction, I guess.
Spirit will guide you.
Yeah. So we'll
you know, always does.
Yeah, it's true. But
yeah, this is. Am I echoing? Can you hear me echoing?
No, I don't hear an echo.
Okay. I'm hearing kind of an echo. Okay, I'm hoping it's not my microphone. My Yeti.
Oh, your Yeti. Yeah, when you said Yeti, I'm like, what's a Yeti? And then Doc told me it's that hairy microphone. I'm like, oh, okay. I've never used one, but
it's helpful. It really is. It's kind of big, but I like it. It's always worked really well.
Yeah. That's cool.
And I totally got off track here. Yeah, I'm so spaced out. I'm still trying to ground, working on that. The Monday night session was really, really interesting because, like I said, it's kind of like, well, you know, Merlin is still there, but Metatron is kind of really controlling everything these days. And we move through things very fast. He's very matter of fact. It's like, this is what we're doing. This is how we're doing. And we went some different places because, you know, in that in the sessions, we don't always just work on ourselves. We, you know, it's meditation we start out with, but we work on the entire planet.
Yeah, the collective. What
And
was the theme? I mean, what was the theme? I couldn't listen because I had another class that night.
yeah. We were all over the place. We went to
Wow.
Gaza. They
Oh,
took us to
really?
Gaza to work on that situation over there and the consciousness of those people, and to
Wow.
try to not be emotionally charged, but kind of be the observer, but sending energy and helping them clear a path of old energies. I guess it would be karmic energies, old patterning
Yeah.
from the beginning of time,
Ancestral, yeah.
that they've been fed well, they've had this blueprint of war and strife and religious upheaval since as long as man has been around, and to
Yes.
try and clear that with all sides and everyone there, to clear that energy so they can look at the world in a different way. And maybe that sounds naive, but it felt very positive and very powerful to be in
Yeah.
that session. Yeah, those things, the sessions, the Merlin sessions are taking on a whole different flavor these days.
Yeah.
And everybody gets their message at the end of the session. Also, everybody gets a question or just a channeled message, and I just love doing that. But oh my gosh,
Heavy
I'm
stuff,
gonna put rocks in my pocket.
yeah. Yeah, it's pretty heavy. So. But it takes, in a way, I know Metatron's guiding you and channeling through you, but it does take courage to open up those lines of thought, and communication. It's not an easy path. But I think it's really needed now. So many of us, I think, feel a little bit lost in, what we're just being dragged along by the waters of fate in a way. It's just like, here you go. This is what's happening. You're gonna have to deal with it, and figure it out. And it's like going with the flow, but the flow is pretty rough right now. I think it's like the mountain when we drove up in the mountains last week, and all the snow is melting, and these huge, all the water is coming down, and it's such turmoil. That's how I feel about, the stuff that's going on right now. So you better secure the raft or something.
Yeah, I'd say
Your life
so.
jacket on. Spiritually, it's a journey. It's a tough journey. It's a little bumpy. But
Everything feels bumpy, and then we've got the political
Oh
environment and so on.
gosh.
I'm trying to kind of pull back from that as much as I can because, I voted. That's about all I can do right now.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
So,
All of us.
until November comes around.
Yeah, that's Yeah.
Yes,
Yep.
interesting times. I'm sure people are out doing a lot of different things today. The energy is very powerful. Good day for manifesting. I plan on going out a little bit later after this, and I've been pulling weeds. Oh my gosh, I spent a whole day pulling weeds. Like you, I have a huge
I know, a
property.
huge property, yeah.
Yeah, and mine's right on the corner, so I always, if I don't get it done in time, the city comes by and gives me a little letter to remind me that, well, they could charge me, give me a ticket if they wanted to, if it gets over,
Pretty
12
deep.
inches or 8 inches high, any weeds. And usually that only happens if somebody turns you in, and usually it's when somebody's trying to sell their house or something.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. And then they have to be proactive. I mean, the city has to, they have to answer the call, Yeah.
Usually I get it done much earlier, but with the heat and everything
You
this year, it
can't.
was very difficult. So I went out for hours the other day. I've still got a couple more hours to do that.
Gosh.
And I'm hoping that'll help me ground. I was listening to Erin's show right before
Yes.
last, and she was talking about the fairies and such. I just love the nature stuff. I
Yeah,
really
me
do.
too. I
I
love
love the fairies and the fairies. And I can't remember what year it was. I was in England with Erica. Erica had a little tour that she put together for us. And it was during the solstice. And
Oh,
we didn't gather at Stonehenge. We were there the day before the solstice,
wow.
because we had plans to go other places. But the energy was so powerful, and I still connect to that energy a lot now.
Nice.
That energy of that whole area, Merlin's Cave and such, is such a strong part of me. But of course, the part of my heritage too. So that, especially during these times, especially summer solstice, it just kind of lights up, and I feel connected with that whole group. Yeah, I get spacey.
That's all right. That's where you need to be right now, you know?
It's channeled everything,
Yeah,
folks.
that's cool. Well, yeah, my family, my mother was born in Ireland, so was my grandmother. I still have a lot of family. I have more family there than I have here. But I've never been, you know, and I'm like, geez, I'm getting old. And I'm thinking, you know, I would love to go over there, but I don't think I'd want to come back. It's a problem. I'd probably want to stay out of there, you know. So, but
My
yeah.
cousin goes over there a lot. He's even more Irish than me because his father's last name is Kelly. Redheaded guy, Patrick. So they go over there and they they stay over there and they track down many of the ancestors and the relatives,
Very nice.
and they know where to go, what to do. So if you ever decide to
Yeah.
go, let me
Yeah.
know and I'll hit
Yeah, they
my
know where to
cousin
go
up.
and what to do. Yeah, they understand it. They understand how. By the way, speaking of Erin's show, I was listening a little bit to the part where she was talking about water and a well. And I have a huge well on my property.
Really?
Yeah, you have to go down. Like they have this cover on it. It's like a 10-foot box surrounding the well. Then you get to the well, and then we opened the well up one day, and it had all, the, whoever built that. My God, I don't know if it was built. This house was built in the 1940s, so. But that's where they got their water, and it's huge. I cannot believe how intricate the pattern of the bricks are and the way they made this well. And then so she kind of gave me an idea, like I'm not using that to my advantage in a way, spiritually, because I could do some ceremony around that well, even though it's down in a pit. I'm not going to climb down. Only way you'd find me down there is if we have a tornado here, then you'll find me down there in the box. But otherwise, you know, I did plant some things around it this year. I put sunflowers around the well, and I put pumpkins, you know, for the fall. But that gave me an idea. You know, I don't use sometimes what's there for me to use. I don't use the resources sometimes. So that
I
made
really like
me,
that.
isn't that cool? I was like, wait a minute, that's why I tuned in, you know, to hear that. So
I could
I'll check
see
it out.
like doing something with flowers around the well and
That's what she was saying. Yeah. I'm going to do a little ceremony. I know, you know, nobody around here will mind because they all know I'm a little woo-woo, so that's okay. I'm going to
The
worry about
cat lady.
that. Oh, yeah,
The
definitely the cat
cat
lady.
and chicken lady.
There you go. Yes.
Oh, wow.
So
I really like that. I think that's
I
great.
love
Now,
it.
do
I
you get
love
your
it.
water from that well or do you have city water?
We have city water, but there are some people on the street who have wells, and they do use the well water because they have a little sign that says well water. I could use it if I wanted to. It's a very deep well.
Really?
I could put a pump on it and then pump it up so that I'm not using city water to water the yard or the garden. I
That
don't water
would,
my grass. I just, you know, once the green is gone, I just kind of keep it from bursting into flame, you know.
yeah, that's what I do. Yeah, I don't
And then
water.
I'll.
There's just too much to water. It
It's too
just,
much. Yeah. I just make sure that the plants, the vegetables, things stay alive and the animals. But yeah, I could use that, but I'd have to get some kind of pump system and blah, blah, blah. Anyway,
That sounds like a
but
lot
I
of
could.
work.
It's a lot of work, but if I ever had the money, I'd be a little more efficient.
It would. It
Yeah.
would.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get that. Keep your yard green, I guess.
I don't know.
Wow. So let's see who if we've got people in the
Yeah, let me
chat
look.
room. Let's have a look here. Oops.
All right.
Let me see. I need to reload here. Everything's the electronics have been weird. Oh, the weirdest thing happened to me. I don't know. I had my phone in my pocket
Right.
while I was doing, pulling weeds out there.
Yeah.
And I went to check my phone, and all of a sudden, all my text messages were gone.
What?
They were all gone. Yeah. And I just
Wow.
totally freaked. I thought that maybe I got, hacked or something. But
Oh.
you know, I talked to the folks at T-Mobile, and they said more than likely that I had accidentally erased everything. I don't know how I did that. And first, I was upset because I've got all these strings and threads and all these people, you know, this that three or four people on one text message type
Oh,
thing
yes.
read. But then my roommate Fred, Fred's my saving grace. He really is. God bless
Oh,
Fred.
yeah.
But he said, you know, I've got a whole bunch of stuff like that I wanted to get rid of, because I do have some texts that you know, I'll delete the stuff, a lot of political stuff or whatever, but the number stays in my phone, and it's just like, okay, got rid of the messages, but the numbers are all in there. But this took everything, and it's like, oh,
Wow.
okay. Yeah,
That's amazing. Yeah.
it's like,
Oh.
well, I guess this is actually a good thing, and it fits right in with the, you know, what we're dealing with not right now with the full moon and you
Yeah.
know, letting go of what no longer serves us anymore.
Yeah, it's true.
Things
Very
like
true.
that.
Yeah.
My computer is just kind of locked up here. I'm trying to look at the
Okay. Yeah, I see.
it's thinking.
He's thinking. Yeah, Pam is on. Is it Chile? 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 Chileville? Chileville?
Let's see. Oh, there we go.
And Renee. Hi,
Oh,
guys.
good. Hi, Renee. I hope you got that. I had trouble. Sometimes I have problems with the system getting the recordings out. So for all you listening who listen to that, I'll probably send it out with your email from now on. I have issues with that, and I think some of it is probably my I use Bitdefender, you know, and that could be
Okay.
the problem because it won't let me do some things.
Yeah.
Keeps it almost a little too safe.
Yeah.
A
Yeah.
little too safe, yes. Yeah. Good to see you, Renee. And is it Shelley? Shelley.
Yeah, I could. I didn't know.
Hello. Nice to meet you. Glad you're here. And Pam and we don't have a whole lot of people here today, but that's okay. Of course, they might be listening, but they're not on the chat.
Yeah.
Some people don't want to chat,
Right.
and I can understand that. You know, that's
Yep.
kind of exposing yourself a little bit. They can see me. I've soon since then gotten over that. I used to be very shy about that,
Yeah.
but yeah, welcome you all. Glad you're here today. So what do you think?
Are you going to do the scopes?
I could do the scopes, yeah. That would be good.
If you want, and then we could do some readings if anybody wants one. And
Sure. Sure.
I'm going to use the Oracle of the Universe cards today.
Ooh,
Yeah,
cool.
they're pretty cool.
Wow.
Divine guidance from the cosmos.
You must have just a huge library of stuff.
I have a lot of books. I do have a lot of books, and I have quite a few cards. I probably have 10 tarot decks too.
Oh, wow.
And I'm not a great tarot reader. I mean, I do it for myself, you know, and a close friend or two, you know, or people that I do readings for all the time. I might, you know, intimately do a few tarot. But anyway, I have a lot of cards. I just
I
like
like tarot, but I just don't, I've never been able to concentrate on it. You know, I just
Yeah,
have
it's a lot.
a little thing in my brain that says, you know, and that's why I have to channel everything. But I do sometimes support things, you know, with the channeling with a card, you know, because I'll think, well, is that really right? That's just a little weird. And then pull a card. And it's so interesting that would, you know, when I do the channeling and you pull the cards, it all seems to kind of fit together somehow.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is. You know, it just shows us that spirit is working with us and the divine is
Yeah.
working with all of us. And it's just
Yeah.
trusting that, and you know, trusting the information that's coming through and using it. I think everybody has a different way of getting the message, re receiving the
Yes.
messages, but
Right.
you know, they're all important anyway. So this is going to, I do the because we're on a Thursday, which is an unusual time. It's not like the beginning of the week and that these are the messages for the week. I like to think of this as messages for the month, but this is going to be more towards, I will post these next week. I posted the ones we did last Thursday on one to listen now. So if you'd like, you can go ahead and read those, and that's for everything that's still happening this week. And I will post these that I'm talking about now on Monday. So I know that's a little confusing, but that's just kind of way it rolls here, being on a Thursday and such. Anyway, Aries, remove any doubts that you have about connecting with the divine. Know that you are more than you think. You're so much more than you think. Your connection is stronger than ever. We encourage you to bask under the full moon tomorrow and feel the presence of something larger than yourself. I see a download coming for you, for those born under Aries. And I see you being very open to receive right now. It's almost like you ran yourself ragged trying to find all these solutions and this, that, and the other. And now you're ready to set those aside and allow source and the universe, the divine, whoever you call God, to come in and come through and assist you and guide you with the things that you need to hear and the direction that you need to go. You might be called to do some sort of service in the next coming months, and that's really good for you. Anything you do for the environment, especially, is very powerful, and it will come back to you a hundredfold. That's what I have for Aries.
Okay, and the card is ingenuity, flame and ingenuity. Fire has been a symbol of creativity and passion for millennium. It is a symbol of survival, transformation, and ingenuity. In many cultures, the myths of fire is one that allows civilization to be given to humans and is the start of our development as cultured people. What I got for them.
Wow. Fire always reminds me of Holy Spirit too.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's true.
Holy Spirit kind of energy coming through and opening and bringing awakenings to us that we've never experienced or had the opportunity to have before to be open to that. Cool. Okay, Taurus, emotions are running high, and you may be dealing with relationships that need attention right now. Now is the perfect time. Now is not the perfect time to make decisions about these relationships. Wait until the next new moon. And I know that seems far away, but you really need that break to resolve some things, some thoughts and ideas and beliefs that you have about these relationships and these people. It's time to let go of that and view them from a different point of view. Like pulling back and watching and not taking things personally that this person is doing because they're going through a lot of turmoil themselves. You'll be able to see much clearly, or I could still not say that word today. After the next new moon, you can have a lot of lessons between now and the new moon. And we're talking about expressions also. And you can take some of these expressions, these cre and make them creative expressions, instead of sometimes we'll lash out at people and such, and we get into a pity party. But using that creatively would be really beneficial for you and for everyone else. And that's what I have for Taurus.
Well, Lyra came up. So the card that says Lyra, so music. Allow yourself the joy of music. Music can be healing and mood altering. Listen carefully. Understand the rhythm of your own life and the songs of your soul that are calling to you. Like the time, take the time to let go and surrender yourself to the pleasure of music. Music raises your vibration and can be used in healing. Yeah, that's for sure.
Ooh, that's nice. I like that. I love anything with music, you know?
Yep.
I really do. Okay, Gemini. I see you holding it's like you're in a poker game or something, and you have your cards in your hands and you're holding them very close to your chest. And it feels like there's something that might be a bit of a gamble for you, a new project or doing something. And you don't want other people to see your cards. You don't want to see what you don't want them to see what you have to offer yet. Don't show them that yet. And the stakes are pretty high for you. And you're not playing for fun, you're playing to win. I'm also seeing a vision of you sitting in the driver's seat of a car, and you're in neutral. You're idling for now. What the collective is saying is stay neutral for now, and don't let anyone else see your emotions. Don't let them know. Sometimes your emotions are right on your face, but it's like you got to put on your poker face right now. And that's what I have for Gemini.
It's hard sometimes, you know. Well, the card I got was distraction. Do not get distressed from don't do not get distracted from your goal. Hold your focus. There is worth in being aware of all your options and being calm. Do not be goaded into chaos. Be strategic in solving your problem, but you must take action. So that's kind of like the poker face.
Yeah, it is.
Hold
Yeah,
the
don't let
cards.
them distract you. Don't show them your
Yeah,
cards,
interesting.
because that will really pull you
Yeah,
off. But yeah,
that's
there's some
cool.
good things happening. I just see flowers. I see some kind of oil, that has a wonderful scent or something, for Geminis. Healing type of, they're talking about a healing balm, but oils, if you're interested in oils and things like that, it's very important type of healing energy for you, and it feels like the emotional stuff. Wow, I could go off on that for a long way.
We need another
The
show.
channeling genies are here. Her master teachers are
Oh,
like,
love it.
let's go off on that, because I get a lot of Jesus energy and such, coming in and coming through. So any kind of oils or perf not really perfumes, I
What
don't
about
know. Might be.
lavender? I have a necklace that I put lavender oil. It's kind of my neighbor's son got it for me, but it's
Oh.
like a tube and it has a little cotton thing in it and you can put whatever you want in there. And I have
Wow.
lavender. It's
Nice.
so wonderful. Yeah, lavender oil.
Oh, I like that. I like that a lot. Huh.
Very
Yeah, I
soothing.
just found my lavender. The other day it was in a medicine cabinet in a bathroom that I usually don't store things. It's like, wow, hello, there you are. Been looking for you. I guess I really need it right
I found
now.
you. Found you.
Okay.
All righty.
Let's see. Let's do Cancer. Cancer, you might be feeling a little bit lethargic and dreamy. Celebrating your birthday has its perks, but it also has challenges sometimes. There's a celebration, and then there's the melancholy that kind of follow it. Know that the melancholy is a result of spiritual and emotional growth. It also has to do with your ability to love. Allow yourself to love and feel that. Sometimes, it's a little uncomfortable, and you might feel a lump in your throat, and that's your emotions and your love kind of being caught up there. Take a deep breath and allow yourself to heal through gratitude. Pay attention to repeating patterns and know that you're attracting people and situations in your life that match your frequency. If you don't like what you see, start changing from within, and it will be reflected in all parts of your life. Know that there are no coincidences. That's what I have for you for Cancer.
So the card is self-trust. Develop your power from the inside out. One of the most transformational aspects of self is strong self-trust. If you trust your judgment and self, you can operate from a position of strength and stability. Trust your gut.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, answers just seem so intuitive right at this moment. Really picking up on a lot of stuff in the environment and in the world. Absolutely trust your intuition. So, Leo, let's see what we have for Leo. Leo, be prepared for shifts and changes. You might even have the possibility of financial gain. Your manifesting ability is really powerful right now in this period. It's very strong. So make sure you want what you're wishing for. Keep control of your mind. It's very important to stay focused and to control the chatter that's going on in your mind, to work on what it is that you're manifesting and what you want. It's almost like that genie in the bottle. Be careful. Be very careful what you wish for. I also feel some kind of family connection that could be fortunate for you. Could be somebody that just makes your heart swell, or maybe it's somebody in the family that's helping you. Maybe it's, a group of people that you belong to that feel like your family, but it feels very hopeful, helpful, and pleasing this month to open up and getting ready for. I see you also leaving some stuff behind, whether it's getting rid of clutter or clearing and dietary stuff. You might be clearing some things out of your diet and such to prepare for your birthday that's coming up, your time of rebirth and such. And I get just a really big 12th house kind of a vibe out of this, which is very karmic. And I think next month will be interesting for you. And that's what I have for Leo.
Well, this goes right along with it, but it's the crux of the matter. But it says, ensure that your instructions are clear. Someone may be getting mixed signals from you. Watch for red flags and do something about them if they appear. Pay attention. The crux is a main star constellation in the Southern Cross. Anyway, it goes on to the astronomical explanation, which we don't have time for, but it's kind of interesting. So, yeah, signal. Make sure you're clear on what you want, right?
That does good. Okay, Virgo. Let's see what we have for Virgo here. Positive relationships and services can come from trading with others. It's kind of like bartering, trading. Perhaps you did favors for others, and now you need some more help. This is a good month to ask for favors. Good time to ask for favors. You may be feeling sensitive, especially in groups right now. You may feel exhausted or feel your energy pulling inward. You're pulling your energy in. It just seems like there's just too much out there, and you have to pull in. And you need to respect that. When you need to go out into a group situation, really ground yourself and acknowledge your need for privacy and self-care. Avoid drama. Take a break. Sometimes your own company is the best company for yourself. Just pulling in, and I'm seeing a lot of colors. Maybe you want to do some painting or just look at some. You could go to an art gallery or something, and just take in the beautiful colors, because that seems to be very helpful and healthy for you. You're pulling that in through your heart, and it kind of expands out into your aura is what I'm seeing. So if you can do that, and maybe you can't get out to an art gallery, but we have so many things that we can see online that are quite beautiful, and kind of bring your focus into that rather than allowing the chaos outside to control you. So that's what I've got for Virgo.
Okay, well, the card of love came up. It says, know what you're looking for if seeking a partner. Be clear around your boundaries when it comes to love and all relationships. Slow down, pay attention to how flow is being played out in your life at present. Be aware that by hanging on to a grudge or an imbalance, the clear flow to whatever you desire will be interrupted. If you place your happiness in the kind in the hands of others, chances are you won't be happy.
That makes sense to me. It really does. Yes. Very interesting. Should we, is it time? Should we take a break now? Yeah, let's
Yeah,
take a break and then
sure.
we will come back and start with Libra. Thank you for listening. We'll be back after a short break and continue the scopes. And if you would like, we could answer some questions or give you a reading if you'd like.
Yeah, there's a couple of people on chat.
Oh, good. See
So
you in a
we'll
few.
let me get back.
Hi there. This is Kay and Maureen. Welcome back.
Hey.
We are doing this is Strands of Wisdom, and we're doing a few scopes here and do some a few readings. I'm so happy you guys are here and just love interacting with you. So I guess we'll go ahead in Facebook. We've got Shell has some questions. Great name. I should have known it was Shell. I have a daughter, Michelle. We
Oh,
call her
that's
Shell
right.
sometimes, but I usually don't spell it out. But Shell, thanks for listening. The first things, the things that you didn't give ask me anything direct, but I'm getting something about, well, of course, directions, looking for directions in which way you're supposed to go. And always, always, I don't know why they say true north is a very strong connection for you, and going with that, working towards miracles. You've been working with that in your heart, and I'm seeing some beautiful kind of starry kind of light energy around your heart. I can see your heart, and it looks like little stars around it, which is quite beautiful, and shows me divine intervention is what I'm getting on that, and working for you, whether it's physically, emotionally, spiritually, it seems to all be connected. Also seeing some of a spirit of around you that is working towards helping you make life even better for you, opening up some new avenues. I just see a lot of spiritual energy around you. It's like your chakras are being fed. Beautiful energies. You're plugged in. You really are plugged in to your intuition and to the divine, and receiving. Receiving is very strong with you right now, and know that you deserve it. And be hopeful about the future and make those changes that you need to make. Only you can do that. It does. What they're telling me is also to be quiet about some of these things that you're going to be doing, and don't really share it with anyone else. It's important that it's secret. And they're showing me this jewelry box. I don't know what that's about, but that could be metaphorical. These beautiful jewels in this box that are for you. If you have anything direct, you can go ahead and type it in and ask. Maureen, what have you got?
Well, I decided since I was talking about tarot, I would pull a tarot card for her. And the deck is the Light Seers tarot. It's a really new kind of tarot deck. It's beautiful. Well, the card that came was the Eight of Wands, and it says, "It's go time. I fall into the flow of this quickening energy, and I swiftly face my desires head on. Action. You know these moments in life that feel like a sprint. This type of speedy energy is at play. It's inspirational, it's fiery, it's positive, and it's now. If you have a gut feeling that needs to be acted upon, listen to it and go for it." That's what it's saying. So that's pretty cool.
Nice. I like that. And then we have Pam.
Yes.
Let's see.
Pam
Pam,
storming. Yeah.
yeah.
Job changes ahead.
Yeah, Pam has some job changes ahead. Do you think it will be good for me? A good fit for me? I get a positive on that. That it's like, it's kind of inevitable that these changes come about, but it'll also kind of change your energy, because there seems to be some kind of inertia in what you're doing now, and kind of stuck energy or just so. And the new kind of fit for you with this new job, or the new things that they're doing, seems to lighten your energy and lighten your load a little bit, making things a little bit different and easier for you. And at the end of the day, I see you saying, "Wow, I couldn't believe that, this turned out so well, and this is going so easily for me." Relax, allow.
Wow.
It just seems pleasing. What do you got, Marie?
Well, that's interesting because the Five of Pentacles came up. Pentacles are usually money.
Ah,
It says,
that's nice.
it's cool. It said, "Doors that activate magical opportunities are always opening for me." So it sounds like it's an opportunity. It's time for you to get
I
going,
like it.
on, right? I think that's
Good.
okay. Financial or health, you know, it deals with financial or health, feeling left out, whatever. But I think it's more like it's time to make that move, time to, you know, step into your new future, your new
Oh,
opportunity
yeah.
with confidence. With confidence. It's meant to be.
Nice. Let's see, where are we?
I don't know.
On scopes. I better find our way.
Are we?
We did Virgo, I know that.
Okay.
Let me see here.
Yeah, I gotta find my way. Woo.
Okay. What do we have here? Okay, I know we did Virgo.
Sorry, I'm not keeping track. I'm just like, I get spacey when I do this too. I'm just like,
I know. My spaciness is catching. One moment, you guys. Let me get to this. Okay. I'll use the paper instead of my computer. You know, okay, Libra. We're going to go into Libra. The collective wants you to know that there's some nice things that are going to fall into place for you this month. Know that everything is happening for a reason, and perhaps you won't recognize it until it's already happened. We see you meeting interesting people and the divine offering you some creative insights into your life. Integrity and honesty are paramount for all concerned. Don't feel uncomfortable speaking your truth. You will not be punished. Someone else is maybe disappointed with this truth, but in the long run, they will be grateful. That's what I have for Libra.
And the card I pulled is generosity. Share your knowledge and good fortune. Break down tasks into teamwork. Assist those you know and don't know. Your generosity is often returned to you threefold. Being generous is one of the great joys of life. Do not give in expectation of a return.
Nice. Scorpio, you may feel like like you don't believe that you're really making progress, but you really are. Sometimes we can't see it because you expect it to look a certain way or come from a certain direction or a certain source. I see the beautiful lady of the light, and she's lifting some issues that have troubled you for a long time. I see her over the crown, your crown chakra, and she's removing some things that have been weighing on you, or kind of putting the cap on you, if that makes sense. Some people may refer to these issues as a curse. In old times, they would have said, "Oh, this is like a curse." But there are some difficulties in your incarnation in this life that she is working with and taking away from Scorpio right now. And that's good. It's opening up some things for you. You came with a powerful ability to receive what you attract, and that's for better or for worse. Sometimes these things are good, sometimes they aren't. That's the power of being able to the freedom of being able to choose. Don't blame yourself or feel like a victim because of this ability. It's part of your nature. It's part of who you are. I see you doing a self inventory, and it's kind of looking through this, that, and the other, but don't judge it. Just see it as part of your growth and part of your journey. You may have a test of faith, but you know, forgive, and move on to better things because there are better things going to be offered for you. And that's what I have for Scorpio.
Well, that really resonates with me. Anyway, the card is destiny. Hold on a second. You can be the hero of your own life. You can obtain the tools you need. You may be destined for greater or lesser things, but you can control your will and fate. Few things are fated. Know the difference between fate, will, and action. Take action now. The future is not set in stone. Mastery and talent may be different things. I believe in fate, so I don't know about that.
Yeah, that fits.
It does.
Wow. Sagittarius. I hear Janis Joplin singing, "Take a little, another little piece of my heart."
Oh.
You're tough, but even the toughest need to create boundaries, or your protective shell will wither away. You might be approached by someone who recognizes your strength and your ability. Be open and don't let someone else's fear or desire control you, so you would miss that opportunity. You're very open, and Sagittarius are just so, you know, so positive and open most of the time. But if they're around someone who's very negative, they can pick up that. They can pick that up and kind of roll with that. It's time to get back to yourself and remember who you are. Even though there are some things going on in your environment, in your world that are difficult, don't let that stop you grabbing an opportunity. You might be around somebody who plays it safe all the time, but you can't always play it safe and move forward. Sometimes there's some risks involved, but of course, you know, weigh that risk, but do it within your own heart and don't let someone else make that decision for you. And that's what I've got for Sagittarius.
Okay, the card came up, healing. To be a successful healer, you must take care of your own healing too. Take time to heal. How people process grief is individual. There is no one way. Prioritize the healing of body and mind and the prevention of illness. It has taken you some time to get into this situation, so it will take some time to extract yourself.
Nice. That really fits. I know a couple of Sagittarius that are going through some stuff. Okay, Capricorn. Perhaps you've had a lot of activities going on and are able, you know, maybe you don't always have the energy that you'd like to have for all of these activities, and that's okay. I see a download from Spirit offering you a plethora of creative opportunities, perhaps they're like building blocks for plans. I just see these four corners. So I would say that's, you know, a lot of structure and a lot of energy for you. Only take what you can handle at this time. Don't throw away the rest. It's just like put them on hold for a while, to put them on the back burner, as my mom would say. Save them for fall. I'm hearing November will be a great time to go forward with some of these other things. It's like you have a whole list of new things and creative activities to try. Pay attention to health needs and don't force anything physical. Listen to your body. You know, it's great to work out and such, but, you know, do it in small increments, I guess. Don't push it too far and hydrate. I get hydrating. It's very, very important. I'm not a doctor, but, you know, this is kind of common sense stuff, but this is what the collective's telling me, to remind you to hydrate and don't push it too far, because if you do, you could do some damage, you know, if you're exercising or trying to get something done rather than what you're looking for, which is, you know, to be stronger or more progressive or get the job done. So that's what I've got for Capricorn.
Okay, and the card is confidence. Developing your personal confidence is important, but it should be a process of balance and modification or moderation. There's a difference between confidence and overconfidence. Develop your capabilities. Be wary of someone who has a lot of flash, but not much substance.
Good advice. Aquarius, a weekend without electronics and media would serve you well. I hear many voices intruding on your auric field and moving into your soul. Awareness is good, but you may be taking on too much of other people's opinions and fears. Close up your aura and regroup so you can listen to the song of your soul. It's like you can't hear yourself think. There is so much conflict in the world that you don't have any control over. There's nothing you can do about it. And it's not your purpose to take it on internally or personally. That is the job of the divine, the one. The Lady of the Light is here too. She's very busy this week with many right now. She's busy with many people right now. But also, you know, very, very strongly with her. You can call on her anytime you'd like, and you feel like you can't really control all that. Connect with the one small voice inside your heart, and she will bring you back to focus and show you the way. That's what I have for Aquarius.
Okay, well, it sounds ominous. Well, it's retribution and scorpion card, but it says the best revenge is to not be like your enemy. Revenge often ends up as a tragedy for both parties. Focus on your own success. Justice may be your best recourse. Someone may be jealous of you. Be aware of your values and how these can assist you to discern what is important to you and to build a positive ethical foundation. Nemesis energy is normal. We will always have an opposite or someone who challenges our values.
Nice. Pisces, a snake comes forward and tells me that you are shedding your skin. When a snake sheds its skin, their vision is also impaired. You may have been a bit off and not able to navigate as well as you usually do. Know that this is temporary. St. Francis of Assisi is here to help you and assist you in this process. He says that your new future remains to be seen, and when the time is right, you will be able to see all of it. Once again, I see dreams of communication and unusual support. Try to remain neutral and don't strike out at others due to fear. That's what I have for Pisces.
Hey, the card that came up is Kingdom. You are the king or queen of your own life. You have sovereignty over your actions and decisions. You can create a life where your needs are met. Learn to say no as a full sentence. You have power. It is real. You do not need permission from anyone else to live your life well. Begin to embody your dreams. Be fearless and go after what you want.
We are running out of time. We do this a lot.
I know we do.
Yeah, anyway, you can get in touch with me or Maureen. We're on 1-2. We're advisors on 1-2 Listen. We will be here next week. Want to wish you a happy solstice. Hope you have a wonderful weekend and a wonderful full moon. We are on sale today and tomorrow because of the solstice and the full moon and so on and so forth. So give us a call or a chat if you'd like. Thanks for listening. You have a wonderful day.
Bye. See you next week.